Waddle and Sylvie. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on ESPN Chicago.
I think what we've seen this year, because we've talked back and forth about the scheme and what they should have been doing. I think what happened was, like, I don't think Matt Nagy believes in Mitch Trubisky. I honestly don't. Like, there's no other kind of conclusion that I can come to with how everything has transpired.
I thought Dan Orlovsky was great today, as usual, with Cap. I heard him also say today that he is doing the Minnesota Northwestern game this weekend.
Yeah.
And Cap asked him to go to dinner, and he basically said, I'm coming in and I'm coming out. I got no time.
And then Cap asked him whether they can find some time to go to dinner. Or they can row the boat.
Yes, they can row the boat. Trey Wingo in about 5 minutes, 4:30. We've got Would You Rather. So send us some good, creative Would You Rather. Use the hashtag WS Would You Rather. I've got booze from Grand and Western Liquors to give away. So the winner will get that. We'll read all the good ones coming up at 4:30.
Actually, it's a gift card to Grand and Western Liquor. You're not going to actually give them booze. You're going to give them a gift card. They're going to go get the booze.
Semantics.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to sit you down. And you heard what he said. And we're debating about, like, long-term plans after seeing what you've seen from Mitch. And Orlovsky told you what he thought. If you were to sit down Matt Nagy, let's start there since he brought him up, and you gave him the infamous Waddle truth serum, and that what he's telling you is 100% truthful.
So I'm giving the truth serum to Matt.
To Matt Nagy first, and you say, what do you believe of Mitch Trubisky as a quarterback?
What I believe he would tell you in a moment of pure honesty would be, I thought I could get more out of him. I thought we could make this work, but right now I don't think I can get to where I need to go with him. Not only do I not think to, I can't get to where I need to go with him as our quarterback. I agree with Dan Orlovsky.
Say that again one more time. That last line. Give me that last line again.
That I can't get to where we need to go with Mitch as our quarterback.
So why, Waddle, would you, and then we'll get to Pace, why in the world would you think that with the coach being brought back, would they start the year with Trubisky again?
Well, has the coach have all of his thoughts and ideals been spot on?
No, that's true. But, you know, we always talk about decisions Pace made. Pace's decision was that Nagy would be the perfect coach. He didn't get the chance to hire the first guy.
I think when, again, like, this is pure speculation. We're role-playing now. I just hit Matt with the famous Waddle and Sylvie truth serum. My feeling is he was optimistic that he and Mitch would work well together, that he had some concerns. He needed to be, he was probably a little bit concerned about the lack of experience. He played 13 games in college. He was in a very scaled back offense in his rookie year with Dow Loggins calling plays. He had no help around him inside that offensive huddle. So his growth was going to be a little slower. It was going to take a little bit of time, but with molding and with the right touch and the play calling and surrounding him with the right pieces, we can make this work. I personally believe at this point, I don't believe he believes today what he believed back then.
And then you can't bring him back. What Ryan Pace now he has the ultimate say.
Right.
If you were you're Ryan Pace, you were the guy who traded up from 3 to 2. You picked him over Mahomes and Watson. We know the history. You've seen what you've seen. I'm asking you, Ryan Pace, what do you believe with Mitch Trubisky?
That it's still there and he can still be the player that I thought he could be. That's, you know what? We saw glimpses of it. We put him in a bad spot in his rookie year. In his second year, we saw growth. We put some talent around him. We had a real big boy offense. And we saw growth. There was ups. There were ups. There were downs. But we saw a lot of good things. We won 12 games with him as our quarterback. He threw 24 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. He's athletic. You know, he can make plays with his feet. He's the new age quarterback. This year, he lost his confidence early. He got hurt. The shoulder got bad. He got hurt. He hasn't had a good year. This is like his sophomore slump. I know he's in his third year, but he's only in his second real year in this system. He's in a sophomore slump. So while I'm disappointed in what I've seen, again, I'm role playing. I'm at this point, I'm Ryan Pace, but it's still in there. So I, you know, as much as I'm going to sit down and Matt and I are going to go on a cruise together, just the two of us. We're not going to bring the families.
Going to bring your
We're not going to bring the families. We're going to go on a cruise and we're going to talk about this. I'm going to listen to what he has to say. But
those are really tight. Are they tight rooms in a cruise?
You go to separate rooms. Well, when you make millions of dollars, you can afford
a suite.
You know, you can take the presidential suite on one end of the cruise liner, and then the other guy can be on the other side in the second presidential
suite.
But
is the true serum? Like, yeah, that's what he's going to say. But is
no,
the real
I want to know what he really believes. That's the truth serum.
Okay, is the real truth serum him saying, I can't go down being the guy that passed on Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, so I'm going to do everything I can to prove that this guy is legit?
I think what he's thinking is while this has been tough and it hasn't been the straight line progress that I expected, and there are some things that I'm going to be honest, worried about, but I still know it's in there. I know it's in there. He's the same guy I scouted. He's the same guy I connected with when we were doing this thing. Yes, this is a blip. Trust me.
A blip.
This is, he's going to be better for this experience. Oof. This will harden
him.
Will
make it even sweeter.
What's that?
It will make it even sweeter.
Yeah. I mean, so when you ask me when I hit these guys with the truth serum, I don't think the coach at this point believes in the quarterback as the way that he gets to where
right.
he wants to go. Now, again, I'll say what we've all said all along, and people, I'm sure, are screaming, it's not all Mitch's fault. It's not all Mitch's fault.
No, of course not.
It's not all Mitch's fault. It's not all Mitch's fault. But I believe that the general manager still has belief in the quarterback. I don't believe the coach feels the same way about the quarterback as the general manager does. Pure speculation.
So when we had Hasselbeck on, he told us that he doesn't believe that Mitch has any confidence in himself anymore. You just told me that if you're Matt Nagy, you probably don't have any confidence that Mitch could be the right guy. So
right.
why isn't Ryan Pace's confidence shaken at all? Why
I
does he
I
still
don't
believe?
Know. I don't know. Because he drafted him.
I know.
I don't have a good explanation for you. I mean, but that's how I listen. Matt didn't draft him. Ryan drafted him.
Yeah.
I think Matt felt that he could, that it would work, and that he could get the most out of Mitch. And I don't believe at this point, pure speculation, that the coach feels as strongly about that as he once did.
Let's ask Trey Wingo, because he's covered this scenario many times. Of course, he hosts the draft. I think he hosted the draft when he shocked us and they announced that Mitch Trubisky was going to the Bears. Trey, I want to ask you this. General managers, we know, they're stubborn. They believe in what they pick. But do you believe a guy like Ryan Pace would say to himself, I still believe in Ryan Pace and I've got to make it work?
Mitch Trubisky.
Or do you believe he would say, hey, the quicker I've already made one mistake, the quicker I move off of him, the better so I could fix that one mistake?
Well, that's a hard thing to do, guys, because, again, to fix that mistake, what would you need? Draft capital. And what don't they have right now, which would be draft capital because of the Khalil Mack trade, right?
Yes.
So that complicates things in a very different way. Look, I can tell you that Ryan Pace was really high on Trubisky when he drafted him. You know, the comparisons that we heard was a more accurate Drew Brees coming out of
a more accurate
college.
Drew Brees. Oh boy,
yeah, and that obviously is not lived up to fruition. But it's a tough thing for someone to move on from someone who they put so much onto. And you're right; it's easier for Matt to do that, I think, because Matt wasn't the guy that said this is the guy. Although I remember when we, you know, he got hired and we had him on, and you guys did. He talked about. They worked out Mitch, and they felt really highly about it, you know. And, of course, they went the other way with Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes, and that turned out to be the wise choice. But, you know, it's just tough because here's what I mean, I don't know how much you guys have talked about it since before I came on, but we talked about it over the last couple of days, and our sort of general consensus was I think that Mitch is going to be back next year, but I think he's going to be back because he's owed a lot of money. And I don't think there's going to be any promises for him next year. The question is, who do you bring in as competition or someone to supplant him?
Well, and what are the options? I mean, we've talked this through. I don't think they're going to. I don't think they have the money to spend on someone like Teddy Bridgewater. Will Alex Smith be able to play? And would the Redskins relinquish his? I don't know what would happen there. Yeah. Marcus Mariota. I mean, there are very limited options.
There's a couple of very interesting options out there, right? One of them would be Cam Newton, who would be on the final year of his contract at a very, very friendly price of just over $21 million. I think Mitch, what isn't Mitch's salary like nine?
I think he counts 10 right at 10 million next year.
Yeah, so you're not talking about a large chunk of money. And there's another name out there who would fit it really well in a lot of the things that Matt wants to do with that offense, but that would require having big ones to sign him, and that would be someone who was just in the news this last weekend, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's something that you wouldn't do now, I don't think. You would do it in the off season, and you would get him into your building and take that run. I don't know if it's something that they would do. What are you hearing, Trey? I mean, you've got a better feel for the overall thoughts in the NFL universe than us sitting here in Chicago. What is your interpretation of how people feel about Cap and whether or not he can make a difference?
Well, I think whether he can make a difference is almost an irrelevant discussion to me, to the point of do they think it's worth whatever it's going to be to bring him in. No matter where you fit on Cap, like to me, the whole thing about this weekend, whatever it was and wasn't going to be, wasn't about the workout. I mean, you know, we know who doesn't know he can throw. You know what I mean? I mean that to me was the least important thing about this entire whatever is going to be this weekend is can Colin Kaepernick still throw? Yeah, unless his arm has fallen off, I think he can throw. The question becomes what's important to him and what does he want to do? And whether you are pro Cap or anti Cap, and I believe that Colin Kaepernick is absolutely one of the best 64 quarterbacks in the world, let alone top 100, which would be the number of people that have jobs ahead of him in the NFL.
I agree.
The way this played out, whether you like it or not, the way this thing played out over the weekend only gave ammunition to whichever side you were already on.
Right.
Right. Nobody's mind was changed one way or the other because of everything that went down. And if you're someone who really believes Colin should be in the league, and if you're someone who wants Colin to be in the league, that's unfortunate. Because, you know, look, we can have a million different discussions about how this thing was bungled from start to finish on both sides. By far, on both sides. But if the end result of this was trying to make Colin more amenable to being in the league, I don't think what happened this weekend helped at all.
Right, right. And look, I admit that when it comes to the NFL and the trust factor, whether or not you think they're going to be totally honest with the film and everything and the process, I don't trust the NFL when it comes to getting domestic violence right. I don't trust the NFL in getting the collective bargaining thing right. I don't trust them with the officiating, with the rules. I don't trust the NFL in anything, Trey. But if you want Colin Kaepernick and you're a team that's open to it, and all of a sudden he's putting himself above everybody else, and at the last minute when all these guys came to see him at one area and he's switching it around, wouldn't you be worried that he's going to get to your facility and continue to make it about himself and not about the other 52 guys?
Unfortunately for Colin, in doing what he believed was right, he gave ammunition to everybody who wants to go, see, what did I tell you?
Right.
And to me, you know what he could have done? That workout he did with his own receiver. You know what he could have done that? At any time he wanted to.
Sure.
So to me, if it was really about let's do whatever is necessary to be back in the league, I would have done the NFL thing and then say, hey, next Tuesday I'm going to be with Antonio Brown and I'm going to do all this kind of stuff. Because, my God, if you follow Antonio Brown's Twitter, what he said about I don't need the NFL – brother, the exact opposite is true. You need it bad.
Yeah.
And I think he would have been happy to go work out with Colin Kaepernick. So to me, if it was really about whatever is necessary to get into the league, you show up, you do that workout, whatever you want, and then say, hey, you know what, just to make sure that the message isn't spun in a way that I don't like, I'm going to have my own separate workout with whoever wants to come, or we'll live stream it, which they did, by the way, on YouTube.
Right.
We'll invite all the press who wants to come, all this kind of stuff, and then we'll put that out there, and then you guys can judge for yourself.
Why did he need the league to do this? Why didn't him and his agents decide on a Tuesday, the right day that a lot of people said should be, why didn't they orchestrate his own pro day themselves and invite everyone and make it the media spectacle, get it covered, and get rid of the middleman and just go straight to the teams?
Listen, that's an excellent question. I have to believe that if they had done it on their own, that there wouldn't have been as many teams that have been like, I'll go take a peek. I do believe because the NFL decided to do something which it has never done before. Basically, is it a workout or is it a pro day? Is it a combination of both? Because, you know, workouts are never filmed, never open to the media. Pro days in every college are filmed and open to the media. So it was sort of half of one and half of the other. It was never really one thing. I believe by the NFL trying to, although clumsily, orchestrating this, it gave teams cover to say, well, if the NFL's doing this, we're doing our due diligence instead of we're not bringing them in. I think that's the downside of them just doing that on their own. I think that helped them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I thought what they did was pure cover for all 32 NFL teams, those who wanted it. Cap definitely could have had his people set up a workout, and he could have
done this every Tuesday.
He could do this tomorrow and distribute the film to whatever teams want to be there. Listen, if you're an NFL franchise, I don't know why you feel like you need the cover. But if you feel like you need the cover, that's on you. But if you're interested in Colin Kaepernick, call his representatives and set up a schedule. Bring him into your facility on a Tuesday and have him do the workout specific to what your offense does to see whether or not he fits. And then sit down and talk to him and see whether or not. To me, Trey, this is 100% a business decision. Whoever signs Colin Kaepernick, A, is going to need a quarterback. That goes without saying. But they're also comfortable in who they are and whether or not they're going to disrupt or upset a portion of their fan base, they're okay with that. This is a business decision for somebody.
This has never been about what his ability is.
No, never.
And the other thing that people need to understand, whether it's right or wrong, there are some people who believe he's not what he was, because if they did, you know what? He'd be in the league. Like, you know who's going to get back into the league as soon as this stuff is cleared up? Antonio Brown.
You think? He's debating that.
I think he absolutely is, because he's a generational player.
Yeah, his talent at his position is significantly more impressive than Cap's at his position.
Look, I mean, here's the list of five straight seasons with 100 catches in NFL history. Antonio Brown, end list. That's it. Done. See you later. Sayonara. Goodbye. You know? He's going to get another chance because they believe he's still an exceptional talent, and you're willing to do that. There are some people that believe maybe he's not, in Colin's case, he's not that anymore, so it gives them a little more pause. This whole thing has never been about his ability, though. It's been about what are you willing to deal with for what you're actually getting.
Trey, do you think, I mean, this is a personal opinion, do you think truly Colin Kaepernick wants to play again in the NFL, or do you think he wants to play in a certain situation under certain circumstances?
I think that's a very fair question. And you know what? We had Stephen A. with us on with our show on Monday, and he said it was his opinion, the way this played out, that he doesn't believe that Colin wants to play under any circumstances. And that's certainly his right if he doesn't feel that way. I mean, we can all wish for a million things, right? But at the end of the day, if somebody has the thing that you want, eventually you have to go by what they are saying. And you can try to do all this other stuff, and you can try to manipulate things to your advantage. But if they have the thing that you want, then they will always have the upper hand.
I mean, it's really very simple, isn't it? Every team that is now signing a backup quarterback, and you can put whatever nameplate on the back of that jersey you want, that guy, you're 98% sure, isn't as good as Colin Kaepernick is as a player. Every one of these decisions is a business decision being made by individual NFL teams, because the risk-reward ratio doesn't work in their favor from a dollars and cents perspective with their fan base.
And the other thing is the fractured trust on both sides, right? I mean, Colin doesn't believe anything because he believed the league colluded against him and they settled out of court. And the NFL doesn't really have a lot of trust in Colin because of things that have gone back and forth both ways. I mean, first of all, why would they want to rush this through on a Saturday, week 11? That one never made any sense to me to begin with. And I don't think it was a publicity stunt, because what publicity does the NFL need from this? Have you seen the ratings? Yeah. My God, you know?
The only publicity they got was bad publicity.
Correct. So there's no publicity stunt, in my opinion. This is my opinion on this. I can't prove it. But why would they do it for a publicity stunt? What's the publicity that they've generated? It's been horrendous for the league because of the waiver and things that Colin said they were promised and the NFL said they did. It's This is the perfect example of a relationship gone bad that you're trying to figure out, and you can't get rid of all the bad stuff that's happened in the past.
Trey, before we let you go, circling back to the Bears, Waddle and I are pretty adamant that we don't want Mitch benched if he's cleared by the doctors. Peter King wrote this. There have been others who thought, hey, maybe a week or two off to sort of heal up with the shoulder, with the hip, even if you are medically cleared, and your brain, more specifically, to sort of step back. What do you believe? Does he need a timeout?
If he's healthy, right, and Tim Hassel had a great point with us earlier this week. You know, sometimes it's the stuff that you don't hear about that isn't on the injury list that really holds you back, that you go into treatment for at 6 a.m. in the building that isn't on the injury list, and that can be a problem. But if he's healthy, if Mitch is ever going to be the guy you want him to be, he's got to fight through this on the field.
Agreed.
And I think that's why Matt said if he's healthy, he's playing.
Great stuff. Trey, always appreciate it. We'll be listening tomorrow.
Thanks, Trey.
You got it, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. Golic and Wingo every morning, 5 to 9, right here on ESPN 1000. If you have a Would You Rather, this is your last chance to get it in. Tweet them to us at TWaddle87, at Waddle and Sylvie. Use the hashtag WS Would You Rather. The best entry gets a $50 gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. It's an either-or question. That's the essence of Would You Rather. Would you rather this or that? It could be sports or anything in us involving the show. Make it prison related, whatever. We take them all if they're good, and we'll read them next.
Hey, when it comes to your internet, good enough doesn't cut it. Xfinity Internet, internet's better because it streams better. I said that exactly how I meant it. You heard that right. Introducing Xfinity Flex, a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all of your favorites in one place so they're not scattered across a bunch of apps. It's searchable with your voice, so all you have to do is say, play romantic comedies, and it plays romantic comedies. Plus, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies. Search less, watch more with a voice-controlled streaming device that's made for you. It's not just easy, it's effortless, and now it's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and add a Flex 4K streaming device for no additional cost. It's two amazing services for the price of one. Go to Xfinity.com/Flex. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Promotion ends January 7th, 2020. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees are extra and subject to change. After the term, regular rates apply.
312-332-3776. We'll have some fun with Would You Rather next on ESPN 1000.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olsen here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Nick Enberg. Would you like to play a little Would You Rather? Oh, my.
That's right. Would you rather each and every Tuesday, 4:30, we go through the fun stuff with questions regarding this or that, either this or that, and make them fun, make them creative, make us think. You could tweet them to us at Waddle and Sylvie at TWaddle87. Abdallah and Meller are here as well. Winner will get a $50 gift card to Grand and Western Liquors, located right there at the corner of...
I believe it's a Grand and Western.
It is still a Grand and Western. Go see my guy, Alex. And when you walk into the store, say, Alex, listen to Waddle and Sylvie, and I want some alcohol. Ooh. Number one in beer, and they pass the savings along to you. But they have everything. Lots of free parking as well, right in the heart of the city. So check out Grand and Western Liquor.
But if I pay for my parking but get free booze?
I don't think that's the deal that Alex is willing to set up for you. No, even for you. But, all right, boys, what do we have today?
All right, gents, Dr. Josh is going to get us kicked off.
Right,
he wants to know.
Our feet. Isn't he a foot doctor?
I'm going to have
to. Dr. Josh.
Wait for him to respond.
This is the same Dr. Josh. The guy who calls in is the foot doctor. This could be a different doctor whose name is Josh.
Probably only one Dr. Josh out there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He wants to know, would you rather have Lamar Jackson on the Bears or Garrett Cole as the ace of your favorite baseball team? So Cubs,
Lamar
Sox,
Jackson.
Or Reds?
Lamar Jackson.
Well, the quarterback touches the ball in every play.
Most important.
Your pitcher only grabs the ball every fifth day.
But
so I'd say,
what if you factor in that Matt Nagy's your head coach of Lamar Jackson? Are you still confident that he's going to tailor an offense around Lamar Jackson's
skills?
Well,
I'll feel a lot more secure if he calls the third and one option to the short side of the field with Lamar Jackson.
Probably works better.
We didn't talk a lot about that play. Like, what's he thinking? He got hurt, and then he's right. He's like, you know what? Let's again make it cute. with a guy who's got a bad hip?
That was one of the most. That's why, I mean, listen, this is an interesting question for a lot of people. Is it the chicken or the egg, or is it both? Or
no, is it, well, it's a who's bad the egg. Chicken? Who's
don't
the chicken?
Know.
Is the chicken Mitch and the egg?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. If Mitch is the chicken, then it's the chicken. The egg, though, is still a little rotten. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not really.
It's Mitch. If we had Aaron Rodgers or someone.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, give me somebody different.
Well,
you could coordinate a game with Aaron Rodgers.
What if he had Lamar Jackson?
Let me ask you, what do you think
this offense would look like with Matt Nagy? Anything close to what John Harbaugh has done?
Listen, I don't know. That's why Greg Roman is is your assistant coach of the year in the NFL because of what he has done to put Lamar Jackson in a position to take advantage of his incredible skill set. Abdallah and I were having this conversation at one of the breaks. What if we come to find out that, you know what? Maybe Matt's just, maybe it was Meller as well. Maybe Matt's just not a good play caller. Maybe in the middle of a game, he could put this game plan together.
Oh, yeah, judging by the first 15.
I'm saying he could put that sheet together, that Denny's menu, and everything looks delicious on it. But when it comes time to serve that meal, you know, you're sitting down and you get cold hash browns instead of, you know, hot oatmeal.
Well, it is a good point because he does have less calling experience than Mitch has playing experience.
That's right.
He only, he called plays six times or something before the Bears hired him.
Right.
It wasn't like he was this three-year coordinator.
So, I mean, listen, I think there are, that's why I'm saying it's chicken or the egg. There are moments when guys are open, Matt's called a good play. And then there are other moments when you ask the question, what the hell was that?
If you're betting your life, what are you betting on, though?
Oh, I've said to you from day one that I have more confidence, and maybe this is wrong, but and the longer I say it, maybe the less it's playing out common sense-wise. I trust the coach more than the quarterback, and that probably isn't as secure a statement as it once was.
All right, what else do we have, boys?
A very sad would you rather from Billy. He wants to know, would you rather have Mitch be here for years and continue to underperform or train him away and watch him win a Super Bowl with another team?
They would both.
Wait a second. If he's here and we don't do anything, what good is it for us?
It's not.
I mean, let him go to another team and win a Super Bowl because you're giving me the other option is he's not going to do anything for us.
But at least you're right. So you want to go with the unknown option, of course. But that would still hurt. Wouldn't that suck if he went somewhere else?
Yeah.
And then it was the egg, like you were saying, and it was Nagy, and then all of a sudden Belichick picks him up. And who's the answer to Tom Brady retiring? It was, Mitch Trubisky was available for a sixth-round pick.
We find out Mitch is actually better than Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes with the right coaching.
Ooh, boy. You talk about that 30 for 30. Not only did the Bears make the wrong decision once, but then twice. Bill Belichick does it again.
But based on the question asks you, do you want to be in no man's land and not win anything with Mitch or let him go and ultimately find out that he is the answer to all of their questions in New England or somewhere?
No, I know, right. I don't want to be limited to nothing.
No.
What's next?
Would you gents rather be sacked or be fired? Would you rather be sacked or fired?
I fired because it sounds more.
I think sacked sounds better.
No, I don't want to be sacked.
Sacked is less physical. I'd rather be fired.
Don't those managers over there make more money than coaches over here?
I don't think we're attaching any salary number to the job. It's you want to be sacked, you want to be fired.
And for those who don't know,
put
I didn't
it on
know
my
this
list.
Either. That being sacked is what they say when you are fired as a soccer coach. Yes.
Yes. Correct.
That's soccer
is it
lingo?
Only soccer? Like, what if you're a cricket coach?
I think it's, yeah, probably.
Do
I think it's more of a British thing.
How about if you're a rugby player and you're playing for a coach who gets shown the door? Did he get sacked?
You get cut.
No, I think they probably got sacked as well. I think sacked is a general being fired term. But I don't know that for a fact. I'll check on that.
What's
for you guys.
Next?
Would you rather have a one-armed Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or two-armed Mitchell Trubisky?
We've had this before with Aaron Rodgers, didn't we, last year?
Then do it with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, we had the one-handed Aaron Rodgers.
Now you just have one arm.
He's left-handed. A left hand. You know, he could only use his left hand.
So what's this one?
He's only got one arm.
Right arm. That's almost better than the left-handed Aaron Rodgers, right?
Listen,
I know you need your other arm for balance.
I don't think as great as Aaron Rodgers is, I think I have to go with our guy with two arms versus their guy with one arm.
Jim Abbott pitched in the major leagues.
I got it, but
Aaron can learn.
Okay, but Jim Abbott had, I mean, you're saying where is his arm, where does his arm stop? At the shoulder? I mean, how is Aaron going to get a snap? How's he going to get a snap?
You'd figure it
out. How are you going to figure that out?
That's true. You're pretty much unless you could put a
can you play with a prosthetic arm, or they wouldn't let you?
Would you gentlemen rather have Antonio Brown on your Mark Trestman-led Bears or Colin Kaepernick on your John Fox-led Bears?
No, Kaepernick wasn't good when Fox was the coach. Didn't Foxy beat Kaepernick at Soldier Field?
No. The Bears lost that game in overtime.
They did end up losing?
I remember specifically because that's the first time my son cried about a sporting event.
Really? Because I thought we wanted them to lose that game, didn't we? Weren't we battling San Francisco for like a
what
draft
year was
spot?
That?
I'm telling you
what
they
year
lost.
Was it?
Wait, he hasn't played in 3 years, so probably the last year he played. Was that 16?
In 2015, 15? Here in Chicago, they lost 26-20 in overtime.
I know, because that's, like I said, first time my son cried at a sporting event, about a sporting event.
So give me AB. Give me Brandon Marshall and AB together.
Didn't Blaine Gabbert come in? No, yeah. Blaine Gabbert started that game, so Cap wasn't on that.
So that wasn't the Cap?
That wasn't the Kaepernick game. Maybe it was 2016?
Anyway,
San Francisco won here. Oh no, we won 26-6.
We're getting lost.
Wasn't that
the game? That's the game that I was mad about. Right. So we were both right, Mellor. There was a game against a Tomasulo-led team where I wanted to lose, and they dominated.
And in that game, Cap was 1 for 5 for 4 yards. He was sacked 5 times.
Yeah, look at that. I mean, who wants that? That was a bad 49ers
team.
That was a bad
49ers team. And then, don't you remember, Gabbert came in that game, and then he went 4 for 10 for 35 yards.
Dominated that game.
Who was our starting quarterback Jordan
that game?
Howard, 32 carries, 113 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
We missed Jordan Howard. That's everybody. Tony Dungy, Al Michaels,
everybody
bringing that to the table.
Matt Barkley, 11 of 18 for 192 yards in that game.
Do you remember that was the topic for like 2 weeks in town? Can Matt Barkley be the quarterback solution?
Yeah, I do remember that. We've had some really crappy quarterback conversations in this city. That's how desperate we are. Yeah.
That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, it's not fun.
What's next?
Would you rather Ryan Pace choose who you marry or have Matt Nagy plan the wedding?
Matt Nagy plans the wedding.
No, I think I think
your first 5 songs are going to be great, and then it's like, what did this guy put on?
I got the right soulmate.
No,
we're having a bad celebration.
But this is exactly what you want in Ryan Pace. You want the love button. You want the bro. He's your bro. He's a wingman. He's not your general manager. He's a bro. He's cool. He'll fix you up with a hot girl.
Now, wait a second. Ryan didn't draft Mitch to be his live-in companion. He drafted him to be his quarterback.
But like we said, he saw himself.
That's fine.
That's why he drafted him.
Yeah, you know, listen,
I'm looking in the mirror.
It's the Spider-Man thing. You go ahead and let Ryan Pace pick your lifelong mate. Go ahead.
I'm not my quarterback. He could fix me up on a date, but not pick my quarterback.
Sylvie, I'd like to introduce you to Adam Shaheen.
Cheese and rice. This guy
that
looks
again
nice.
Is my tight end. I think he'd be good as like your bro.
I think he's trying to find you
a
tight end.
That's Ryan Pace is your bro. He's your bro.
I don't want to marry my bro.
That's not the question. Your bro, he's the guy setting you up. You want to lift weights with Ryan Pace. You want his girl advice.
Nope.
You want him as a wingman.
No, I don't.
You don't want him to pick your tight end.
I don't trust him selecting anything.
Oh, come on now.
No.
He could pick a good restaurant on the North Shore where maybe if you're talk show host.
How do I know that?
Because he's done it before.
Really?
He's your bro.
Well, you put way too much trust in him.
That's the winner. Yeah,
making a selection of that type
don't
of importance.
Don't you know? We all have friends. Everybody's got this. Picture this right now. Everybody. You can pick a friend that if you were the CEO of your own company,
that would you want him to be your right-hand man in this company and run the day-to-day ops? The answer is no. But do you want to lift weights and go out for drinks and have him set you up on a date? That's your bro. He can't run your company, but he's your bro.
I don't want him picking my flavor of ice cream right now. I've lost faith.
All right.
Hey, you want to fall in love?
With your Ryan Pace here.
With your home all
I've got
over again?
Made for you.
Design First can make that happen. Design First Builders is a custom home remodeler that handles every step of your remodeling project. Joanne from Schaumburg said Design First completely remodeled our kitchen almost 3 years ago, and I still love it every time I walk into it. Call and schedule your free in-home consultation to see how they can help turn your dreams into a reality. Call 630-250-7777 or visit designfirstbuilders.com. Design First Builders, remodeling homes and building relationships.
Let's give that Pace Nagy question the winner. Who was that, guys? He'll get the $50 gift card to Grand
that
Western.
That was Jonathan Zurich.
All right, congrats, Jonathan. All right, if you want to react to anything that we've talked about today, we haven't taken a lot of calls, and we are guest-free the rest of the way. 312-332-3776. But 15 years ago today was one of the worst days in sports history. Play that highlight or low light next on ESPN 1000.
This is Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Ben Wallace is fouled, and Wallace did. Oh, Wallace! Right at our chest! This has potential to be serious if they don't get between. Wallace upset. Players trying to hold each other off. Steven Jackson and Rasheed Wallace trying to be peacemakers. Now Jackson yelling. Wallace still going. You need the coaches in there to get him away. Jackson challenging Derek Coleman. Somebody should just get Jackson out of it.
Quickly as possible.
The problem is, if Wallace is ejected, I'm not sure, he'd have to walk past the Pacer bench to go. Now Artest has jumped over the scorer's table and is trying to get down to the bench. Artest is in the stands.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Really
happy anniversary.
How about just anniversary.
15 years ago tonight, the Malice at the Palace. There were so many different stages of that fight, fights, really, because it started between the Pistons and Pacers, and then I'm trying to picture it because I didn't rewatch the highlight yet today. Wasn't Ron Artest, like, laying on the scorer's table, and then someone threw a cup of water or a beer or something, and that's what got him going again? And
I believe it was a cup of beer that hit him.
How long was he suspended?
I think wasn't it a full year?
It was a season, yeah.
I know my guy Jack Silverstein did a whole oral history of it today, a recap of it. He's awesome at doing stuff like that. But I'll never forget the snapshot that I do remember is he ended up back on the court, right? And there was another fan, and like Artest was squared up with a fan trying to punch him.
Right.
Do you remember that? Like, there was an in-stand thing, and then more that was courtside. And it was one of those things that no matter how many times you watched it, you were as amazed after seeing it for the 100th time as you were first time you saw it.
And he wasn't the only one that went in the stands. He went in the stands, and it got, as I'm watching it right now, like the majority of his teammates,
Steven Jackson
jumped in as well, trying to, you know,
Artest was suspended.
Separate.
Artest was suspended 86 total games, 73 for the remainder of the season, and an additional 13 playoff games. Steven Jackson got 30 games. Jermaine O'Neal got 15 games, which was originally set at 25 but reduced on appeal. And then you had 6 for Ben Wallace, 5 for Anthony Johnson, and then 1 apiece for Reggie Miller, Chauncey Billups, Derek Coleman, and Eldon Campbell.
Craziness.
Yeah,
it just changed everything. And then Ron Artest remade himself, didn't he? And then he went on to win titles as Meta World Peace with the Lakers. But it was just one of the weirder days.
And to go back and watch, like I'm watching it now, and it's just crazy. I mean, you forget just how out of control it was.
By the way, we've got Who Got Smoked. It's brought to you by Bub City. Bub City is the most authentic barbecue menu with two great locations, Chicago and Rosemont, one great menu. Bub City focuses on Southern authentic barbecue. Their signature items include 18-hour beef brisket, burnt ends, baby back ribs, Carolina-style pulled pork, fried chicken. For more info on their food, drinks, and live music, go to bub-city.com.
You know who got smoked?
Bulls
fans. He got smoked and sacked. Mauricio Pochettino. Same thing. He is the manager, was the manager.
I don't know why we keep talking.
He got sacked, but he also got smoked.
He got smoked. He took the team to the Champions League final last year, and he got sacked and smoked.
I got smoked as a Bulls fan because my team's not getting any better.
Yeah, we all
every
got smoked.
Every time I turn on the TV, Lowry Markkanen doesn't look like he was as a rookie even. And they're 4-10.
Hell yeah.
Well, guys, do you have an entry to who got smoked?
I do, boys, because you know who's about to get smoked? The Carolina Hurricanes as the Blackhawks go for 5 straight. I'm backing on the hockey bandwagon.
Are you really?
I think it coincides with Pat Boyle growing the mustache.
I do, too. I think Burt Reynolds needs to keep the look.
He does.
Guys, you know who got smoked? Us. We keep getting smoked. Every week, every Sunday, or Monday, or Thursday, or whatever day
the
Bears play.
Are you talking about us as Bears
fans?
Whatever
day the Bears play, we get smoked. Guess what? I hope you like to smoke turkey, because they're going to play on Thanksgiving. And then guess what? And the next Thursday night, they're going to play again on a Thursday night.
So I think if
The national U.S. audience is going to get smoked twice to have to watch this team play football.
If the Lions team that showed up to play the Cowboys shows up to play Thanksgiving Day, even with Jeff Driscoll, I'm going to have to pick that Lions team.
I think you're right. Levi's in Lake Forest, and I want to get back to the Bears here at 5 o'clock. Levi, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Listen, we all know as Bears fans, this offensive line is terrible. We don't have a tight end, but guess what? We're not the only team that has those problems. I think it comes back down to confidence. Ryan Pace doesn't have the confidence to make any moves before the trade deadline to make the team better. Matt Nagy doesn't have the confidence to call plays that give Trubisky an opportunity to throw the ball downfield. And Trubisky doesn't have confidence in himself. So at the end of the day, until they can fix those confidence problems in addition to the O-line and tight end, they're not going to be doing much of anything. But on paper, the talent is there.
Wow. I mean,
are you sure, Levi, that we're not, and thanks for the call, that we're not overrating some of the talent? I mean, because the offensive line, everyone got paid, but they have not played well. I mean, there's no tight end that is giving you any real significant contribution.
But that isn't the bigger statement that, man, there are confidence issues with the general manager, the coach, and the quarterback. Those are the three most important positions in your organization.
I don't know that Ryan Pace didn't make trades at the trade deadline because he lacked confidence. I think maybe he's overvalued his own team and he had very little room to work with because of the restrictions with draft picks and with the salary cap.
Alan Lamont, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Al.
All year we've been talking about limiting the playbook and not being able to have a full playbook. My thing is we suck. So
your thing is that we suck.
Why don't we just unload the playbook, have him call all the plays his little heart desires, and let's see who's bad. Is it both? Is it Mitch? Is it the coach? Let's see now. Play every play in that stupid Denny's card, like Waddle said, and let's see what Mitch can do. And then we should know by the end of the year, is it both one or neither?
It's interesting.
I thought there were times in this game, I thought you saw more movement from the quarterback in terms of waggles and rollouts this game than in any of the games prior to this one.
Yeah.
Would you agree? I mean,
it's still not a lot, though.
No, I mean, I'm not so sure that all of the right calls are being made, but I thought for the first time we actually saw them move the pocket more than they had the previous 9 games.
I want to ask you guys this question. I just thought of it while we were conversing about the Bears. Have the Bears reached rock bottom? Rock bottom for the year? Or would you gamble that it's going to get worse? 312-332-3776. Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.